From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A big victory today for British Prime Minister Tony Blair. The House of Commons narrowly passed a key measure that will allow universities to raise tuition. At least 70 of Blair's own Labour Party backbenchers abandoned him to oppose the bill. It was the biggest rebellion against Blair since he became Prime Minister in 1997. NPR's Guy Raz has the story from London.
Just 5 votes secured victory for the motion, the closest parliamentary outcome in decades.
Order! Order!
The ayes to the right, 316. The noes to the left, 311.
Earlier in the day, Britain's Education Secretary Charles Clark offered an impassioned appeal to the rebels and called on fence-sitters to back the government.
Our decision today in this House will determine the future of our universities and so determine the future ability of this country to prosper in the increasingly competitive global economy. And despite all the entertainment of all the different forms of political speculation, we should all acknowledge today that the outcome of this debate will be real and substantial for this country's universities and for the future welfare of this country.
Despite a few remaining formalities, the bill will soon become law, and it will allow British universities to charge students up to $5,500 a year in tuition fees. Under the Blair plan, students will not have to begin paying fees until after they graduate, and after they begin to earn the national income average. Even at that point, repayment will be interest-free, or on average, $8 a week per student. Most Labour members who opposed the bill argued that by raising tuition fees, Blair was breaking a campaign pledge. The Prime Minister argued that without an increase, British universities would become dangerously underfunded. For some rebellious Labour members, the vote wasn't about the substance of the legislation, but about Tony Blair himself. Diana Organ, a Labour MP who backed the measure, believes some party backbenchers voted simply to oppose Tony Blair, now widely unpopular among the left-wing faction of the party.
I think some of them are ex-ministers like Claire Short. Some of them are people who want to get back for Iraq like Robin Cook. Some of them are people that have been passed over or have has-beens. And they have a sort of certain amount of personal vanity and bitterness involved here, which has absolutely nothing to do with the political situation of today.
But whether or not the rebellion was based on principle rather than politics, the fact that so many Labour backbenchers like Clive Smith voted against their Prime Minister reveals a deepening split within Blair's party.
I think it makes him and leaves him a very weakened Prime Minister. There's no doubt that people in my community, one of the poorest in the United Kingdom, were saying to me to vote against this.
George Fookes, another Labour MP and a Tony Blair loyalist, believes that some party backbenchers will now oppose Blair simply for the sake of opposing.
There are some Labour MPs who are now becoming habitual rebels.
Despite the rebellion, Blair's victory, though narrow, is still a triumph for the Prime Minister. It was the first test of what is proving to be his most difficult week in office. Tomorrow, the Hutton Commission releases its report, which will seek to answer whether Blair's government deliberately exaggerated claims of Iraq's weapons capability. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.